with Ekaterina Zolotova of Geopolitical Futures, an analyst. This is a subscription site. I highly recommend it. Ekaterina, writing in Moscow, of the former Central Asian states of the Soviet Union, no more. These are independent sovereign powers looking for their place in the 21st century. They need water. They have lots of energy resources, lots of gold, all manner of gems, everything, and a growing population, but without water. Ekaterina, the conflicts. Kazakhstan has declared an emergency because of water. At the same time, there's been open conflict between Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, two countries that are water rich. And there's also the question of Uzbekistan and its Fergana Valley. Without water, its crops will be badly damaged, and that weighs upon the countries. Are they on the population? Are these states talking about their conflicts? Is there a meeting going on anywhere? Are we observing something that's just happened because of the retreat of the glaciers?
Well, of course, the dialogue is holding, and a lot of countries are trying to negotiate. Representatives of the countries and the presidents, they meet in different forums and different summits. Sometimes they travel to each other, and water issue is one of the major problems. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, one of the major problems was the borders. During the Soviet times, and especially after the Soviet Union, the borders, they were drawn like the government decided. So this is why a lot of enclaves and a lot of population of other nationality are living in different countries in Central Asia. And this is why there are a lot of clashes happening. Talking about Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, two water-rich countries, as you mentioned, indeed, there was a bloody conflict in 2022 with military equipment and military participation. The major reason was the river. The two villages, two populations in different sites were using this river, and because the borders were not delimited, this conflict has arisen. So right now, the countries are trying to finish their discussion about the borders. Some of them are going successfully, some of them not. But still, there are some enclaves left in these countries, in Uzbekistan, in Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and so on. So even with the borders delimited, and if there will be agreement signed with the borders, we can expect that such conflicts can continue.
Will the crop this year be damaged by the climate, or the retreat of the glaciers? So they're already projecting losses in Uzbekistan because of the climate.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, they are projecting the losses, plus they are projecting losses in Kazakhstan because of the situation that we described, the lack of water. Plus, there are very negative forecasts about the future. And in this case, we can see another country participate in this. It's Afghanistan. Afghanistan has a very big plans on construction of the canal for irrigation, and they are going to take water from the Central Asian rivers. This is going to affect the agriculture of Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan. According to some forecasts, it will affect by 15%. So we're speaking about quite huge percentage, especially for the countries that produce a lot of agriculture, and for the countries where the population is growing and there is a big pressure on agriculture every year.
Yes, I was surprised to learn about what is called the Kosh-Tepe Irrigation Canal. I don't know the pronunciation. That's in northern Afghanistan under the control of the Taliban, but it is going to take water from the Amir Darya, which Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan both depend upon. Are we looking at conflict with Afghanistan? Have you heard anything like that? We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, all of these countries would like to try to all of these countries try to avoid the conflict with Afghanistan, simply because their military is not so strong. Plus, they are afraid that of growing risk of terrorism spread and extremist spread to these territories. In case of any military operation, they would need the help of the whole region. And this is not the thing that Russia would like to see right now, because it is engaged in totally different direction.
One more idea. China. Mm-hmm. China abuts Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan. China wants to develop Central Asia for what used to be called Belt and Road. They want to build a railroad all the way to Baku. Is China participating in this conversation in any fashion, to your knowledge?
Well, position of China is very interesting. China would like to invest into the Central Asia, as Central Asia has a lot of resources and they have and a lot of prospects. But according to the water problem, there are some very interesting moments. For example, right now, China is constructing the hydropower stations in Kyrgyzstan. We know that it could fix the problem of energy in Kyrgyzstan, but at the same time, there is still the question of the downstream. And about like a couple of days ago, the news that Kyrgyzstan is going to sell water to China is becoming very interesting, because we know that China also has some water problems, especially the region that is very close to Kyrgyzstan.
Yes, China needs water, needs good water, because much of its groundwater has been compromised. Again, it's a proverb from America, but it applies to Central Asia, I discover, thanks to Ekaterina Zolotova. Whiskey's for drinking. In this case, it'd be vodka's for drinking and water's for fighting. And right now, there is suggestion of combat, dispute, feud, and no simple solution given the climate, the unpredictable climate going forward in the 21st century. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.